And we have four players on. Uh-oh, we lost one, BB Shane. In fact, we lost the first one. We need another caller quickly here to play the Big Money Celebrity Match Game. See what we can do. You know, we just learned that BB Shane and I are going to be in the same area this weekend. We chronicled earlier how BB Shane is going to be...
Hot dog tour of the... It's a triangle area of North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
And he's going to be eating hot dogs at 8 different hot dog places. By the way, fact checker Rusty is one of the players today. He's from that area, so he'll know some of these hot dog spots.
Without a doubt.
And so we can ask him his favorite hot dog in the area.
And you will be in the same area for a very different reason on the same day.
Pickleball tournament.
If you were, we should ask each P1 who comes on the line. Which member of the program would you rather follow or spend the Saturday with?
BB Shane.
Miserable pickleballer or BB Shane at 8 hot dog joints.
At hot dog places.
Do you take Tums and Pepto with you?
Oh, yeah, the whole deal.
You should. Yeah. You absolutely should. But BB Shane said if he has some downtime, he's going to come to my pickleball tournament and stand in the corner with a big sign that reads, he doesn't play well under pressure. Which is true.
I think all your opponents will know anyway.
Oh, they already know, believe me. And this
you have a reputation.
This is a pretty high-level tournament, so don't expect... Maybe a bronze.
See, I'm just going to walk around and just talk to people. Who's the big goon out there?
Right.
Who's the lumbering goon on court three?
This is the same spot where the last time we played in a tournament here, I went to use the bathroom, you know, nerve dump before we started. So I'm in the bathroom taking my nerve dump, and a guy washing his hands was in there with his partner. They'd gone in there, and they were talking. It's like, who'd we draw first? And the other guy goes, those two goons from Greensboro.
Well, are we alone?
Yeah, those big goons from Greensboro. Those guys, they should be easy. They can't move. Oh, my God. It's terrible. What an awful thing.
Are you paying for this privilege to be defeated in ignominy?
They got us for 75.
A piece?
75 piece, yep. I do get a T-shirt by the end of it. But a lot of times they'll say, sorry, Chief, didn't have your size. Too bad. So that's that.
Well.
All right. Mary Lou's on the line to play this game. She is the latest in. Mary Lou, you are first to choose A, B, C, or D, the Big Money Celebrity Match Game. Trying to match not only BB Shane and Chris Dim today, but me as well, because it's a host play game. Mary Lou, which would you like, A, B, C, or D?
We'll go with A.
A it is. All right. Right down the line here. Listen closely and try to fill in the blank here with the best answer you can. 102-year-old Mr. Periwinkle said,
oh, old Miss Willoughby is strange. She has all her own teeth, so at night she sleeps with her blank in a glass.
All right. 102-year-old Mr. Periwinkle said, old Miss Willoughby is strange. She has all her own teeth, so at night she sleeps with her blank in a glass. How old? Do they still do that with dentures? Put them in a glass?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know, thankfully.
No, but you know, my grandmother used to put her teeth in glass at night. You've seen that?
It was commonplace in 50 years ago.
I think that's still happening. There hasn't been like an advancement there, has it? Unless you get them screwed into your head, right?
You can do that.
Like veneers? I mean, what's the difference?
Well,
veneers are attached to your teeth, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what they did. But if it's a true set of dentures, I think they still come out and soak overnight. But you know what I don't see anymore is the advertisements for all the, what was it that used to,
Polydent. Polygrip.
Yeah. Yep, that's right.
Maybe you're just not watching the right shows. Maybe you switch over to.
Maybe you're right.
I don't know, the Smithsonian Channel or History.
Maybe. You'd think I am watching the right shows, though.
Yeah.
I mean, those are my shows.
Yeah, but you're seeing ads for Midol and, you know,
that's
all
right.
Over body deodorant.
That's right. That all
when you go hiking with the gals.
Listen, that all over body deodorant, I just love that stuff. I'm telling you, that gets a real good rating on my health app, too. That all over body deodorant, I tried
to. What a rip off.
It'll do that.
Rip off.
Have I told you about my app, Yuka?
Yeah.
You scan a product for beauty aids, too. And luckily, what kind of deodorant are you using now? Old Spice?
I use, Degree.
Okay. Well, I did the old, I'll do Degree for you and see how it comes out.
What do you mean, do it? I don't like the way this is going.
You take the product, you scan the barcode, and my deodorant got an 84 out of 100, which is like an A grade. It said it was good, so it doesn't have the additives that you don't want to put under your arms.
Yeah.
So I'll scan Degree for you as well. One of them I did in the drugstore, and it got a 4 out of 100 because it had all sorts of metals and additives in there.
Four.
The worst I've ever seen. We get a chicken salad from Sam's. And it's for food and beauty products. And I scanned the barcode of the chicken salad. It said Sam's Chicken Salad, 1 out of 100. Oh,
put it down. Throw it away now.
Had like a big poison X over it. You know, do not.
No chicken involved.
Yeah. It was like, God, it was like a skull and crossbones. Mary Lou, 102-year-old Mr. Periwinkle said, "Old Ms. Willoughby is strange. She has all her own teeth, so at night she sleeps with her blank in a glass." What do you say, Mary Lou?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I'll say her boobs.
Her boobs in a glass. Mm. Okay, let's go to BB Shea.
This was tough. I said wig.
Wig? That's pretty good. Chris Dim.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mary Lou. I thought boobs. But
oh, did you?
I wrote wig.
Oh, wig. Oh. I said pacemaker.
Okay.
In a glass.
In a glass. Yeah. That's stupid.
Because you could take that out.
No,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
They're inserted.
I know. That's dumb. I'm sorry.
Host play.
Host play. Terrible game. Host play.
This is the last day, right?
Well, yeah, next week's pyramid. Okay. We'll do a little pyramid next week. Fact checker Rusty is here. What's your favorite hot dog in the Triangle area, fact checker Rusty?
Well, yeah, our go-to is obviously Sup Dog, but right. Bonds, which is right around the corner, is also pretty good, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Sup Dogs
on the list?
It was not, but maybe will be now.
Sup Dogs, he's going to.
Yeah.
So yeah, we know that for
he'll
sure.
He'll take that. You like the tater tots there? I do.
I always get the fries.
Okay, all right.
I don't think I've ever tried the tater tots.
Crinkle, standard?
They're standard. Okay. They're kind of a shoestring type.
Okay, all right. Well, I like the dogs. I think the dogs are good. Fact checker, Russia, you can have B, C, or D, and any match will give you the lead over Mary Lou. What do you say?
Well, I got to go D for Dim.
D for Dim. Of course, he's a dimmer.
That's right. Self-proclaimed number one dimmer.
Long-time dimmer. Mary never told anyone. Her blanks are fake. Mary never told anyone. Her blanks are fake. All righty. Okay. Write down your answers. This is host play. Host play game.
Host play.
Mary never told anyone. Her blanks are fake. Everybody in? Rusty. Mary never told anyone. Her blanks are fake. What are you saying?
I hate to say it, but I guess her boobs.
Gotta be boobs. It's gotta be. Yeah. I'm telling you, I know. That was why I looked at it. It's like, oh boy, this one's probably gettable. BB Shea.
I said boobs.
Chris Dim.
Her kids.
Kids. And you're a dimmer. Then look what happened. I said boobs.
There they are.
There they are.
There they are.
Look, I'd put the little.
I put the nipples too.
I put the nipples
on. You've had a nipple. Very hooter. Very hootersy of you.
A little bit juvenile. It's a little middle school, but we put it. Fact checker Rusty has it too. Sorry to say I love Mary Lou, but we have to let her go. Final. The score now is 2-0. Tina has a chance to get all three and take the lead. Tina is on and can have B or C. Tina, which would you like?
C, please.
C it is. All right, listen closely. Everybody write down your answer. The magician's big mistake was turning his assistant into a rabbit because the assistant is allergic to blank. Think about that and write down your answer. Let's see now. Okay, yeah. All right, I have to write mine down here along with everybody else. Okay. The magician's big mistake was turning his assistant into a rabbit. Because the assistant is allergic to blank.
Okay. Was an assistant.
Yep.
Now animal.
Now animal. Yes. Now rabbit. Because the assistant is allergic to blank. Write down your answers.
Transspecies.
Yeah, we're going transspecies.
Transspecies.
Yeah. We don't do that anymore with Trump.
No. Nah, couldn't ask this after, after January. We're not asking this question. That's why I had to get it in.
Nope. Early. We're done.
Good call. What did you hear that sick radio show? Sickos. The magician's big mistake was turning his assistant into a rabbit because the assistant was allergic to blank. What do you say, Tina?
I was thinking hair.
Hair. Allergic to hair. Okay. Let's see what BB Shea said.
I said carrots.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Sorry, I gave away.
Oh, host play.
Sorry, host play.
Give me. Oh, I mean, I thought it was going to. I can't.
I'm terrible at
carrots.
God. I also said carrots. I made the O into a boob. I put a little,
sick.
A little nipple. Did you hear this sick radio program and what they're doing? You know, there's some carrots that are being recalled for E. coli right now.
I've thrown out a whole
pack. He threw out his carrots. Word. Yeah.
Yeah. So, organic carrots.
Yeah.
From the Whole Foods.
Yeah. And that's where Chris Dim gets them.
Yes. Hey, I was very, very distressed.
Did you not want to take them back for a refund, or is it just throw them out thing? I guess you just want to just.
I didn't even think that was an option.
I don't know if it is.
Yeah, you can.
Usually,
if they got a bad product, you can go get or at least another bag.
But there are no other bags.
No,
go get the money then.
I would think they'd give it back. Maybe
take them out of the trash.
He'll eat them.
Yeah, I'll eat them. I ain't afraid of no E. coli.
No, he don't care. He just bat it away. Yeah, first the McDonald's scare a few months ago. And now there's another meat plant.
Ground beef
that has an issue.
I just saw that this morning.
And the organic carrots. My God. And remember, with McDonald's, it was the onions. So it's not, a lot of times, it's not the beef. Okay, fact checker Rusty, the only person standing in his way now is Shannon. Hello, Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I hope you guys are too.
Doing really well. Thank you. All right, listen closely now. Everybody write down the answer. Disaster at Chris Kelly's last party. There was no running water, so the guests washed their hands in the blank bowl. Think about it. Everybody write down your answer. Disaster at Chris Kelly's last party. There was no running water, so guests washed their hands in the blank bowl. Two ties it, three wins it. Anything less than two, and fact checker Rusty is a winner. It comes down to this. E.B. Shea is in. First team is out. I'm in. Host play a disaster. An unmitigated.
Well, unplanned.
Unmitigated disaster.
You have to make do sometimes.
That's right. Speaking of disaster at Chris Kelly's last party. There was no running water, so all the guests washed their hands in the blank bowl. Shannon, what do you say?
I'm going to go with my first thought, punch bowl.
Punch bowl. Okay. Mm. That's for the game here. We need two to tie and force overtime. Three wins it, BB Shea.
I said a bowl of bone broth.
A bowl of bone broth.
The Kelly House.
Yeah.
I am having bone broth today, in fact. I have a special lunch with a client. Yes, this gross. Is what I'm wearing, and I'm having a bowl of bone broth.
It just gets worse.
We're doing bone broth with a spinach and a few other things. That's right. That's what I'm doing. All right, let's see what Chris Dimsey. Got to have two now.
I'm sorry, I said toilet.
Ah.
Toilet bowl.
I also said toilet bowl. That's right. Sorry.
We're too base.
Sorry, Shannon. We are base.
Remember the boobs?
Yeah. The boobs what won it for Rusty with a two. Yeah. Fact checker Rusty. Fact checker Rusty, would you rather follow BB Shea on his glizzy tour tomorrow or come to my pickleball tournament?
Oh, gee, what a choice.
Well, we'll see at one of them. Yeah. Don't tell us. Surprise us. Surprise us on this now.